AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The day before the ceasefire with Iran was set to expire, President Trump says the U.S. is extending it indefinitely. Pakistan had planned to host a second round of talks, but the White House put on hold Vice President J.D. Vance's trip as Iran rebuffed efforts to restart negotiations that had oil prices rising, Brent crude up 3%, and stocks falling. Seth Sutel has those numbers.
The S&P 500 erased an early gain and fell 0.6%. The Dow lost 293 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.6%. Markets started the day higher, then pulled lower in the afternoon after Vance called off a trip to Pakistan. Seth Sutel, New York.
Meanwhile, Ed Donahue has new poll findings.
The AP Nork Center poll puts President Trump's approval rating on the economy at 30%. It was 38% last month. The Iran war has driven prices higher. The president's approval rating for his leadership on Iran is 32%, unchanged from last month. Gasoline prices, which the president promised to slash, jumped after the attack on Iran in February. His tariffs have kept much of the economy in limbo, and hiring has slowed. The poll found only about one quarter of adults approve of the president's handling of the cost of living. About three quarters describe the economy as very or somewhat poor. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump's nominee to chair the Federal Reserve, Kevin Warsh, told the Senate Banking Committee he's never promised the White House he would cut interest rates. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted on federal fraud charges. The Justice Department alleges the civil rights group uses donor money to fund the very extremism it claims to be fighting, paying informants to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan and other extremist groups. The SPLC says it will vigorously defend itself. This is AP News. Jennifer King has the latest on two U.S. officials killed in a vehicle crash in Mexico over the weekend.
Two Americans initially ID'd as U.S. embassy officials were working for the CIA. That's confirmed by several sources who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. Authorities in Mexico say they were returning from a raid to destroy a criminal drug lab in northern Chihuahua state. Two Mexican investigators were also killed. Discrepancies in the initial accounts highlight the tension over expanded U.S. involvement in Mexico's security operations. The U.S. embassy said they were supporting Chihuahua's efforts to combat cartel operations. Chihuahua's state prosecutor said they were instructors carrying out regular training duties, but walked those comments back after the incident came under scrutiny from President Claudia Sheinbaum. She said she knew nothing of a joint operation, but acknowledged that state officials and the U.S. were working together. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.